joining me in the studio. Adam Lau and Aaron Sorka, cast members with the latest production at the Forrest Roberts Theater at NMU. It's called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Well, let's start right there. I mean, obviously, the name kind of lends itself. I guess it has something to do with a spelling bee. But Adam, I'll start with you. What's the show about?
It is indeed about a spelling bee. It's about six kids, plus some audience volunteers, going through a spelling bee and learning a little bit of something about life along the way.
It seems like an interesting concept for a show. How has it been to do it?
It's been a blast. Because the definitions of the words are so funny.
Yeah.
Even two or three days ago, we've been rehearsing the show for a month, I lost it in rehearsal. I had a breakdown and I was crying laughing so hard.
Well, I'm sensing actually from the two of you guys, you know, as cast members, you're having a real, right now there's just, it's light. You know, Aaron, it seems like you guys are having good fun with this show.
Absolutely. It's really one of the most fun projects I've ever worked on. Mm-hmm. And I've done a few shows at the Forrest Roberts Theater, and this is just, it's just great to work on. The material is so much fun, and we've had fun every single rehearsal. There's not a dull moment working on this show.
So what is it? I mean, obviously, as we mentioned, it's about a spelling bee and the experiences with that, but what are some of the setups? What are some of the scenes?
Well, to start off with, we have a bunch of 12-year-old kids played by college students. Which doesn't happen a whole lot. And every single one of the kids has their own really, really unique personality. And they react to spelling the words completely differently. And they each get their own little scene where we learn a little bit more about what's going on in their life and what's going on with these kids. And I know I've got a couple of moments. I play Leaf Coney Bear. Mm-hmm. Who is homeschooled. Mm-hmm. He's the only homeschooled member of the group. And so he's not exactly used to interacting with other children. And so he goes off into his own little world and he'll sing to himself and he'll kind of dance around and not pay any attention. And really, for everyone else, it's a competition. But to him, it's fun. He gets to get out of the house and gets to see... Yeah.
Adam, what's about your character? What's some of the character development or traits?
My character's name is William Morris Barfee, spelled B-A-R-F-E-E. Everybody calls me Barfy, though. And I constantly correct them, but nothing ever changes. He is the chronically congested sort of type. He has a rare mucous membrane disorder. And he's a big science nerd. That's his thing. And he's a big guy, obviously played by a big guy myself. So he kind of projects his insecurities mm-hmm. by being a mm-hmm. bit of a bully himself, yet we all know he's a good guy down mm-hmm. at heart.
It sounds like, you know, it's nice to see, especially for students of theater, to have an opportunity to do serious quality drama like this.
Right, I'm wearing a cape on stage and flying around, so...
You know, I hear from a lot of people that do theater, a lot of that, they say that sometimes the comedy is very difficult to do, but it sounds like in particular with this production, with the writing, with the material that you've got to work with, I mean, you've got a winner here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Normally, the saying is... Dying is easy, comedy is hard. Mm-hmm. But honestly, this show is just so well written that if you don't make it funny, you're doing something wrong. You pick another different career choice.
There's a couple of elements with this show in particular that make it different from night to night. And Adam, what are some of those bits?
Well, if you're in the audience and you so choose, you can put your name in to become one of the spellers. We will pull you up on stage, give you some words, and... Basically, if we want you in, you'll stay in. If we want you out, we're going to get you out eventually. So, yeah, but it's a great part of the show. It keeps it so fresh for us because you're given different words every night, and there's a whole list of them, and it's great. It's so much fun to watch. We've been bringing in students and stuff.
So, Aaron, there's some definite improv in this production.
Yes. There are a few characters. The character of Logan Schwartz and Grubinier. It's great names in this show. Douglas Punch, Rona Lisa Peretti, all these characters get huge sections of improvised dialogue in the show. And so every single night, they have to come up with something new, come up with some new way to entertain the audience. And it keeps it fresh for us because we don't know what's coming.
Right. How many cast members?
There's just 9 of us. It's a very small cast, but it's the most talented cast I've ever worked with, top to bottom.
And you get to play 12-year-old kids in a spelling bee, which is, you know, it's got to probably be a little challenging, but also lets you maybe drop a few inhibitions and be kids again, right?
Yeah.
I can see that that's why you're having so much fun with it. This really sounds like a fun production, and it's your director is?
Paul Chuckey.
And he is, I think, someone who understands a good laugh, too. So, you know. So what's the run, and how can folks get tickets?
The show runs from April 17th to the 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 7. And there's a matinee on Saturday at 1:30.
One or 1:30.
Saturday afternoon matinee, right. We'll call it that.
You can get tickets at the Forrest Roberts Theater box office or any other easy ticket outlets.
Okay, that's the 227-1032 number as well. All right, it is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is the name of the production. It's coming up at the Forrest Roberts Theater real soon. Cast members Adam Lau and Aaron Sarka joining us this morning. Gentlemen, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.